From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. Some of the state's solar companies feel they're being left behind as Florida adjusts to impending cuts on carbon emissions. WGCU's Topher Forges reports the companies recently wrote a letter to the commissioners who regulate utilities, asking them to extend their public comment period. The announced deadline is August 8th.
17 solar companies from around the state sent a letter to the Florida Public Service Commission as the August 8th deadline inched closer, asking for more time to comment on the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA's, Clean Power Plan. In June, the EPA announced they plan to cut carbon dioxide emissions from the power sector. The Florida Public Service Commission, or PSC, sent a memo to stakeholders on July 10th requesting public comment on the proposed EPA rules. Spokesperson Cindy Muir says the PSC chose August 8th because the EPA is asking for all of its comments by October.
It was a date that was just chosen in order to give our staff time to be thoughtful, deliberate, and more conclusive in their comments to our commissioners.
But some members of the state's solar energy industry say that doesn't give them enough time to explain how solar can play a role in Florida's plan to cut emissions. Bill Johnson is president of Brilliant Harvest, a solar company based in Sarasota. He signed the letter. Johnson says solar is a zero-emission technology and reduces infrastructure costs.
We're saying, look, there are viable, economically competitive on their own without any rebates or anything else. Solar technology today can be competitive with grid-supplied electricity, and from that perspective, it totally fits with the federal push to reduce carbon emissions.
Spokesperson Muir says the SPC will still consider comments even after the August 8th deadline, but she could not say for how much longer after the date. States have until June 2016 to submit their plans to the EPA. Topher Forges, WGCU News.